is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing Embrace with Linda Dosett. Linda's intuitive empathic skills allows her to work on multidimensional levels. She is a medium for light language from source where her high-frequency beings of love and light come through to bring you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Please welcome back Linda Dosett to News for the Soul.
Next on is Linda Light Channel. Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace brings you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Linda is an intuitive empath, life coach, and holistic health therapist. As a transmitter of source, she channels light language and high frequencies of sound to work on multidimensional layers. Please welcome Linda Light Channel.
Welcome to my show, Linda Light Channel. I am your host, Linda Dowsett, of Healing Embrace, here to share with you my life experiences and expertise as a holistic health therapist, life coach, and light language channel to bring you inspiring conversations. We will explore life, spirituality, energy, light, shadow, Akashic records, holistic, and natural ways to support your well-being and spiritual quest in life. I invite you to explore with me. Fill your cup. Lift yourself up. Let's explore ways to fill your cup. How can you lift yourself up so you can have more space to express and create from? By participating in your world from full reserves, you can give of your best and avoid burnout, anxiety, or poor performance. How do you fill your cup? Do you ever sabotage filling your needs? Attending to your self-care is as important as servicing your car. By doing so, you will get more mileage out of your life vehicle. In a moment, I will share how I have journeyed in self-care and filling my cup over the years. Then I will interview my special guest, Dale Hunt, life mechanic, life coach, actor, comedian, group workshop facilitator, and motivational speaker. In the second half of the show, I will weave in a beautiful guided meditation to set the scene for a channeled message and light language activation for your upliftment and soul journeying. When I think about filling my cup, I immediately feel like taking in a full breath in and a full breath out. This connects me more deeply into my present moment and into my body. Breathe with me here right now. Take a full breath in from your belly and a full breath out. And again, breathing in and breathing out. Just this practice alone is wonderful for recharging your battery, regaining focus, and switching out of a mindset that may be full of worry or overwhelm. The next step for me is to expand into my energy field through beauty and heighten my bliss state or my happiness barometer. Then I might ask myself, Linda, what do you need right now to fill your cup? I pause here, take time to listen and feel into my guidance. Then I follow up with guided action to self-care. This week, I've spent quite a bit of time on the computer and doing a lot of head stuff. After a while, I get brain fatigue and lose my focus and energy. I can sometimes feel head tension building up. If I ignore this, I might end up with a headache that forces me into a full stop. I've learned it pays to listen respectfully. So this week, I have filled my cup with a walk by the beach, mindfully breathing in and breathing out. I always feel better. And this information tells me that what I'm doing is healthy and worthwhile. I then can go back to my work with a brighter mind and regain the focus to be productive. Another way I fill my cup is with music. Music gets you into your heart effortlessly. I'm learning the guitar and singing lifts me up into joy. It's my way to shift gear, pull out of mind worry, or rehashing other world stuff that I cannot control. It gets me back into being happy. Now let's look at rest. What comes to your mind when I say rest? Do you take the time to stop? If not, why not? What is the mind chatter that is getting in the way? Rest is so important to balance doing with being. Often when I rest, I play relaxing music in the background, or I might listen to the birdsong in my garden to quieten my mind. That helps me to maximize my rest and fill my cup. The benefits of filling my cup here are increased joy and motivation to take care of my well-being. My mood is equalized. I avoid burnout and overwhelm. I notice with overwhelm, it's when I'm trying to take on too much. I rush or imagine worst-case scenarios that may never come about. Another way I manage overwhelm and negative mind chatter is through gratitude. I interrupt my mind running over to-do lists, have-nots, or should-haves into what have I achieved today that I can be grateful for. It's amazing how this daily practice helps me relax into sleep and feel like I have done enough and all is well. Tomorrow is a new day. What about you? And how do you fill your cup? On a scale of 1 to 10, how well are you doing with attending to your needs? Is overwhelm a recurring problem for you? Then give my suggestions a go or try out some of your own ideas. So why do we sometimes not prioritize our needs? As a young mum years ago, when my first daughter was born, I returned to massaging clients because I felt guilty for not bringing home some family income. I remember feeling exhausted and needing to lie down on the couch with my hands cupped over my eyes and giving myself a recharge with self-reiki before being able to work. In hindsight, I should have given myself a few more months to recover from interrupted sleep and the demands of a newborn before going back to work. Being mindful of your mind chatter is crucial to keeping an eye on any self-sabotage and limiting beliefs that may be keeping you stuck in old habits. Now, years later, I keep better balance. We are all unique, and it is up to each one of us to figure out what makes us tick. But you can get help along the way if you are struggling and would benefit with some support and a listening ear. Let's now get ready to listen to my special guest, Dale Hunt, life mechanic. He loves to lift people up, and he's all about filling up your cup. Stay tuned to hear from Dale. Now it's time to welcome on my special guest, Dale Hunt, life mechanic, onto the show. Dale is all about lifting people up, helping you to see another perspective, guiding you to fill your cup in self-love, manage anxiety, depression, and enhance work performance. I have known Dale for several years now. I first met Dale through the Networkers, a business meetup group in Christchurch, where Dale is a facilitator. His natural humour and spirit welcome you in to feel at ease. I have attended one of his comedy shows where he seamlessly weaved his wisdom and life lessons with his humour. I was left feeling inspired, lifted up and entertained. Dale has a warm presence, a wise soul that holds space for you to land and be yourself. He draws upon a wealth of wisdom, life experience, training and expertise. Dale is trained in Chinese medicine, healing touch, trauma release, and a diploma in strategic intervention, a life coach model based on the work of Tony Robbins. Welcome, Dale, onto the show. It's really great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much. I need to photocopy that and put it on my website or something. It sounded great.
Yeah, well, your website is a great resource, and I was personally very impressed by how easy it was to flow. And I had the pleasure of also watching your video.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it helped me feel like I was just in your lounge having a conversation with you. So I've got a couple of questions here for us to run through that will give our listeners today a chance to get to know you a little bit and to understand where you come from. So, Dale, how did you come to be in this line of work as a life mechanic?
Oh, blimey. That could be a long answer. I guess it goes back to earthquakes. I had a fairly steady job with a company car and all that sort of stuff at Smith & Smith Glass. My job was to schmooze insurance companies, go and chat them up, make sure they thought Smith & Smith was great. When earthquakes happened, that got shaken up, of course, because I couldn't go and visit insurance companies. I got made redundant, which was cool. Well, not cool, but cool. Because as I drove away from that decision, I kind of thought to myself, no, I didn't thought, I would have said to myself, because I talk to myself all the time, I thought to myself, I don't want to do that anymore. I want to lift people. And my heart kind of expanded in my chest. I couldn't breathe properly. I pulled over and went, cool, how do I do that? How did I do that? I followed my heart because I believe in that wholeheartedly, and studied a whole lot of different things, which you mentioned. And the one that really clicked was the life coaching model, strategic intervention. That's a tough word to say. And then from there started seeing clients and have been doing that for about seven or eight years. I see people one-on-one and people in groups and do some work in schools and and that's kind of how I've ended up here.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're also a family man. I know you've got a lovely wife and some children, and I would consider for myself especially as well that my background as a mother, as a parent, certainly adds to our understanding of when we're working with other people and individuals.
Absolutely. They're no longer children. In fact, they must be about due to make me a granddad at some stage. I have two boys, 26 and 21, and the girl who's 17. The 17-year-old's the only one left at home. And I would say that lots of what I've learnt as I've gone through this process has been learnt from having children and helping them grow and helping them not be hindered by belief systems that probably hindered me when I was little. So, I think parenting is, a fairly phenomenal task.
It certainly is, and it's like you never retire from it. I know for myself, I'm a grown woman right now, but there's still a little girl inside of me. There's still a little girl inside of me that has her history, her stories. And as you mentioned, we cultivate or we develop and adopt beliefs that come from our family culture, our upbringing. And, it's a life learning process to recognise which part are we responding from, which part are we reacting from, and is that part that we're reacting, responding from, is that going to uplift me? Is that going to add to my quality of life? Or is that something that might be perhaps selling myself a bit short? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the mistakes that you make as a parent and learning from them and watch, my son who's 26, we often have conversations about how important the stuff-ups and the arguments and the things that went wrong were for us as we grew. And now we've got the best relationship either. I won't say hate, that's a terrible word. But we were very full of conflict when he was a teenager, shall I say.
Yeah. I like to also, my philosophy is it's almost better to have those conversations that may be challenging, that may be really difficult, but if you can kind of dig deep and find that steadiness inside you to navigate that storm, or as you say, navigate that conflict, then you come out better off at the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's almost better than those words that never get said, but you can kind of feel it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. One thing I love about you is you have this beautiful, warm, uplifting presence, and you have a beautiful smile. And if your listeners today could see Day right now, he's beaming from ear to ear. And there's such a gift about one smile. We think we have to do something really complicated or strategic, but often less is more. Just smile. If you're not quite sure what to do, just have this beautiful smile that immediately puts yourself at ease and other people at ease. So you love to lift people up. What are some of the ways that you nurture this with others?
Oh, blimey. I think what you just said is by being those things in people's presence helps. But I feel like I've always lifted people up. When I went into working for the first time as a 18-year-old, I headed towards performing arts, being a clown, making people laugh, because that's what filled me up and made me feel good. And then went through life and having mortgages and normal jobs, I say, with inverted commas. So I think I've always made people feel better. I know my mother used to say that when I walked into a room, she could feel the room lift just by me being in it. But what's really cool is to now be in a position where I know that can help if someone's coming to see me that's in a bad state, because even if nothing else, they're going to feel slightly better than when they walked in the door just by being around me. There's also lots of tips and tricks that I've learned along the way. As soon as you said the smile thing, I was like, yeah, well, you can fake that till you make it as well. Science says that if you smile, like you can even not smile, you can put a pencil in your mouth and push it back in your teeth and hold it in your teeth, and it forces your face into a smile, and then the mechanics of your hormone system will shift because your system thinks you're happy and will then create more serotonin. So, yeah, there's lots of ways. I totally believe that just by being happy, you can create happiness elsewhere, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. I mean, happiness is, as they say, is like contagious. It has an energy to it.
Yeah.
And I like what you have to say about the smile. I have to try and practice putting a pencil in my mouth. The act of doing that might get me into a fit of giggles.
Yeah.
And you mentioned also, you know, when we have to deal or are confronted with the bad stuff, and so we all have good and bad days. I know for myself, I've had several dark nights of the soul, as they say it, but out of those moments, the reservoir inside of me, or the process I've had to go into to discover there is a wellspring, there is a peace inside that I can reach hold of to get me through that, and by that, that's really helped bring with me a kind of a template for life, or like each time I go there it gets easier and easier and I can bounce back from it.
I think the key thing in that sentence is that you said you went within.
Yes.
Lots of people are chasing that happiness or that contentness, or they're chasing it outside of yourself, and it's not out there, it's inside, he says as he beats his heart with his fingers once again. I'm just commentating because I'm obviously on radio. Yeah, and I'm all about life's going to be terrible sometimes. I'm waving my fingers in the air, but life goes on a graph, and you can't have up without down. You can't have left without right. You can't have happiness without sadness. You have to experience both. And in fact, if you don't experience one, you won't experience the other. I always say that if you cut off my right arm, the other one wouldn't be called my left arm anymore. It'd just be my arm. Because you have to have the right one, so you have to have one to have the other. And so I'm all about knowing that that's going to happen makes it easier. I often tell a story about, because I find in what I do, that one of the biggest problems is that we're making all those things wrong. It's wrong to be anxious, it's wrong to be depressed, it's wrong to be angry. No, it's not wrong, it's part of human experience. We have to experience that. When I was a kid, I thought it wasn't okay to be angry. You had to avoid that at all costs. So if I had any things that made me feel angry, I'd push them into a corner and push them into a corner. And eventually, they're going to break out because I'm not sitting in them and not feeling them. They're going to come back, and they're going to come back with vengeance. And for me then, it was rage. And when I was 12, I knocked a guy's front teeth out with a bat because I had no control over this rage. Because I'd pushed anger away. And this is the thing that I learned from my son, from having a son that conflicted with me, was once I realised it was okay to be angry and let it okay to be angry, I was angry less. So that, which is what you were just saying, it's like if you can be in it, feel it, and experience it, it'll be less heavy. It'll be easier to flow through.
And less overwhelming.
Yeah.
So it's like the beast that you begin to befriend and you start to understand. And then I know for myself, anger was a tough one too. As a woman, it's like we tend to have these, not supposed to be angry, or men aren't supposed to cry. And it's rubbish. And it just gets in the way of these natural inbuilt mechanisms that are there to help us understand that, hey, if I'm feeling angry, it's usually because there's something around me or an experience that I'm not quite right, I'm not quite happy with, I'm not quite at peace with, and is requiring my attention.
Yeah.
And it brings me also to, because I know you've got on there men's mental health and you've done some work with men. Would you like to share with the listeners today something about that?
Well, it's lots of that sort of stuff for me, what we just talked about. It's experiencing emotions. That, you know, it's the age-old thing of, and especially in New Zealand society, of, you know, toughen up, move on, just keep going, all those sorts of things. It's like, no, you actually have to sit in those moments of sadness or those moments of anger and experience them. To quote Carl Jung from a long time ago, what you resist persists. And for me, working with men is always really good because I'm the first one to cry at all sorts of things. In fact, I probably cry now more at joyous moments now than probably in the past, because it's less about it's less about that and it's more about seeing beautiful moments and then having tears. But and that's not to say that when I've been working with men that they've done a lot of crying or they've done a lot of any of that sort of thing. But even sitting with someone and hearing their story and then being able to go, totally, I've experienced that. This is how I react in those situations. That's enough for a guy to go, oh, so it is okay to be upset, or it is okay to cry, or it is okay to be angry, or whatever the particular problem is. So I like working with guys. It's a totally different beast to females, but it's also I love it, especially in a one-on-one setting, because then they feel safe. They're in my studio. There's no one else around. It's just me. I'm not their brother. I'm not their uncle. I'm not their best friend, and I'm just there to sit and listen. And one of the greatest benefits of that is not that they have a chance to offload those things that they've been holding on to, those things that they've been bearing. I've got a guy that comes to me, I haven't seen him in 3 or 4 months, I don't think. But he'll get down, he'll ring me and go, I need to come and have a yarn. And he said to me, I feel better on my way, because he knows that he's going to get this opportunity to offload a whole lot of his crap.
It's so crucial, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the word that comes to mind is the power of acknowledgement.
Mm.
I know for myself many, many moments where I might have felt a bit alone, and that might have led me to go down a downward spiral and feeling down.
Mm.
Or even society may call it depression.
Yeah.
But I see depression as more like chronic feeling sadness down and not quite sure what to do with it and how to lift yourself back up. And hence that wonderful theme that we have today about how to fill your cup.
Yeah.
And yet depression or sad feelings, they need that power of acknowledgement and that power to listen.
I also think that often those feelings of sadness and depression are, and again, like you said, chronic is a different thing, but those feelings are actually an indication from your system saying, hey, what about me?
Yes.
Because often we'll be doing what we think's best, which is to give and help and do stuff for other people, and we're emptying our cup. So then our cup is empty, and that's when we start feeling flat. Lots of people's reaction then is, I've got to give more.
Yes.
You've got nothing to give. Where are you giving it from? You're breaking the cup into pieces and handing that out. You've got to, and so that's why the theme of the day is fill your cup. I'm saying that all the time to people. You've got to have that thing for you that is just for you that fills your cup. And in fact, I think to use a word that most people find very negative, you have to be selfish. I had a mentor say to me, you have to fill your cup so much that it's overflowing and you give from the saucer, so that you're only ever giving with the extra stuff that you get, which is challenging because it goes against the natural human instinct to want to give, but actually you can't give from an empty cup, so you have to find ways to fill that up. And that can be anything. That can be walking the dog, writing, reading, sewing, knitting, running, exercise of any sort, swimming, I could list a million different things, even just sitting out in the backyard and breathing the air.
I remember you saying to me when we had a discussion the other day about guiding others to come to your own version of meditation.
Yeah.
And that's what I often say to people as well, like for some it may be really hard to sit there cross-legged, light a candle and be silent.
Yeah.
And for me, I can get guidance and be uplifted as much as I am walking by the beach, as you say.
Yeah.
So Dale, can you share with us what your personal ways to fill your cup are?
I would have a few. I'm going to say, the first one's golf. I play golf with my father once a week. And that's, obviously that involves someone else, but it is just for me. Anything in nature, and I'd love to run. I'm saying that with a stutter because I haven't run for a long time because of a whole lot of things, and every time I say it I go, Darryl, you have to get back into that. So I'm not listening to myself when it comes to this sort of stuff, so I have to clip myself in the ears and go for a run. But like I say, that for me, your version of meditation is so important, because so many people hear the word meditation, which is pretty hot in this day and age. It's lots of coaching going on out there saying you should meditate, and lots of people hear that word and just go, no, can't do it. It's, I don't know how, it's too difficult, I can't clear my mind. It's like, actually, no one's good at it. It's impossible to clear your mind. It's always going to pop things in. So finding something that puts you in that present moment, that stops you thinking about what's coming or what's been, is a form of meditation. Mm-hmm. And that can literally be anything from, like I listed before. And it only needs to be, lots of people will also go, I don't have time. But I'm like, all you need to do is focus on your breath for 2 minutes, and a whole lot of physiology changes will happen because you're in the present moment and because you're not stressing about what's coming and what's been.
Absolutely, and that reminder about the breath, that is what helps guide me too. If my energy is floundering, then I'll go to my breath. And I remember my journey in Toastmasters when I was really nervous, and that my breath, go to my breath, and even coming before a show, the breath.
Yeah.
And it's a way of anchoring you to the present moment as well. And I know you've mentioned the present moment to me, and I think that's so important. There's also something else you mentioned to me that I find really worthwhile, and you've talked to me in the past about the six human needs as a psychology framework.
Yep.
Can you run through these a little bit? I've written them down.
Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the core of the training, in the life coaching training I did, and I don't like not having gone through this with a client if I've come, or with a group of people that I'm speaking in front of, just because it's a really simple thing that runs in the background for every human being, and it their needs. You will meet them no matter what, and you can meet them in negative, positive or neutral ways. So I guess lots of what I'm doing with people is helping them see them and go, are you meeting them in negative ways? Then if we shift that, it's going to get a little bit easier to live your life. And so there's six of them. The first four are the ones that you'll do anything to meet, that you can meet in negative, positive, neutral ways, and they are certainty, basic human need for certainty, uncertainty or variety, so change. We have to get used to that because life is uncertain. The third one, significance, basic human need to feel needed, to feel wanted. The fourth is, I think, the most basic, is for love and connection. If a baby's born and it's not picked up, not connected with, then it will die. So as human beings, we have to have connection. And the last two are, you won't lie and cheat to meet. Lots of people don't meet them necessarily, but if you meet these ones, then the other ones kind of fallen behind. And they are growth, learning new things, doing new things, trying new things, and contribution. The basic human need to want to help other people. It's totally in everyone's makeup, as I've already said, to want to help other people and do stuff for other people. And the caveat there being, you've got to fill your cup first.
I think that's a really good framework to kind of check in with yourself with too. I know that if I can run through this over my week, or even the past month, or even the past year, it might help bring me back into a state of balance and saying, hey, I might be quite good on growth, but how am I with my love, connection, certainty, and even perhaps how that might flow on in the relationships?
Yeah.
Because we're a whole person, right? You have your working life, but you have your family life. Then you have your personal needs, your individual needs, when you need your time time by yourself.
Yeah. There's a wonderful book that kind of around depression that's called Lost Connections, which is a book by Johan Hari, it's a wonderful book that basically the end result is that our way through dark times is connection, love and connection with other human beings. And I think that's utterly important.
Yeah. And what are some of the noticeable benefits that you experienced, Dale, from when you are meeting your needs and you living from that full cup?
Oh, I remember being at a conference thing once and the speaker said, because life's simple, and the crowd groaned, and she said, no, I didn't say it was easy, I said it was simple. And I think that's what having those things does, is that it makes life easier, because the actual nuts and bolts of life are actually pretty simple, but with all the stuff that goes on and the different workings of our brain and the different workings of our hormones and the different workings of what we see on telly and outside of ourselves and on social media makes it more and more difficult. So I find that if you focus on meeting those needs and filling your cup, then life's easier. It's not simple, it is simple. It's easier. And that's, that's what the struggle is, I suppose.
Yeah, I can relate to that. And I know in my moments of overwhelm, it's always been because I've taken on too much, or I've been on the go of activity and gone full on without the full stop, without the pause.
Yep.
And I remember an example was moving house. They say that's pretty high up there as far as stresses go.
Absolutely.
And it's a major stress event in your life. And I remember a time when I was so exhausted, I hadn't slept, I was really tired, but back then I still had the resources to know how to pause. And so I remember it was summer, so I could do this, wouldn't do it now, it'd be a bit cold, but I just laid on the front yard, and I just said to my family, I said, I just need 5 minutes, and I put my hands over my eyes and I just breathed deeply and asked to be held by nature. And that 5 minutes made all the difference to me to keep on going. And in the past, when I haven't done that, that's when my body gives up. I start to get headaches. So I think that's a vital part too, is recognising stress and having this respect for one's body and knowing that, we're like a car. You can't just keep running and then run on empty.
Absolutely.
You're going to pack up, aren't you?
Yep.
Well, we're coming to a close for this interview shortly, but I would love to hear some final words of wisdom from you. What would you like to leave our listeners with today before we wrap up?
Oh, God, blimey, that's a tough question. I remember when we talked, I don't remember what I said, to be perfectly honest. The things that have kind of weaved through all of this talk would be, the finding your version of meditation, that's utterly important. Filling your cup, making sure you've got something that's just for you, that's not for everyone else. And finding somewhere, when we talked about the offloading thing, and having someone, or, and that doesn't have to be professional, it doesn't have to be me, but having somewhere that you know you can let go of the stuff that you're holding on to. Talk about it. Lay it out. That's where some people, I know I've had people say when I've asked, what do you do for yourself? It's writing. Well, that's great. Write all the stuff that's bugging the heck out of you. Because nine times out of ten, you'll get to end of writing it out, and you'll look back at it and go, that's actually not that bad. Why have I made that so bad? Because you've sat in it too long, or you've overthought it, or you've gone down a whole rabbit warren of what ifs that you don't need, and you can go, oh, cool. And then you can screw it up and put it in a bin and forget about it.
And what I love too is this heart space. You're big on the heart, and I am as well, and that's where I get to feel happy, and that's how I lift myself up. And then spending that time, as you say, fill your own cup for you. It's golf, it's running, it's helping people laugh, and there's no greater feeling in the world when you know that you've made a difference in another person's life. And for our listeners today, I invite you to also know that you are just as important as another person, and that take that time to fill you up. So how can we get hold of you today? Can you let people know?
Easiest way is just to head to my website, which is lifemechanics.co.nz. There's contact details all through there, and I'm up for clients or speaking engagements or just yeah, anything. I'm all about spreading the love.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dale.
Thank you.
I wish you well in your week and your months to follow. And yeah, look Dale up, and his website is lifemechanics.co.nz. And as you said before, all his contact details are on there, and there's a lovely heartwarming video that you can listen to as well to get to know Dale a little bit. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next on is a short guided meditation and channeled light language. First up, though, is a short ad break.
Linda Hathoria of Healing Embrace offers you beautiful healing modalities to support you in your mind, body, and spiritual wellness. Emanate peace and tranquility. Harness the power of your breath and connect to a source of well-being. Choose from healing, massage, soul life coaching, healing circles, the journey for emotional health, soul activation, distant healing, and so much more. Visit her website at healingembrace.co.nz.
Welcome back to my show, Linda Light Channel. Now we're going into the next segment of the show with a guided meditation and channeled light language. Please note, energy healing, spiritual discussion and recommendations here on my show is complimentary and self-guided from my connection with Source. As a sovereign being, you are free to explore, to be responsible for yourself and discover your own way to your health, well-being and spiritual nourishment. Guidance here is not a replacement for any medical treatment you may be currently undergoing. I do not offer guarantees for your health, medical condition, ailment, or diagnosis. You stand in the light of your own soul and governance. Breathe with me as we journey together in a guided meditation for your soul upliftment and restoration. I invite you to imagine that you are walking into a pristine, sacred forest. Imagine walking barefoot and feeling the soft crunch of the leaves beneath your feet, awakening your senses into remembrance of the health and vitality of Mother Earth Gaia and her rich beauty through her plant life and all the elements that are interwoven as one. Breathe with me into the gorgeous fresh air. Recall how it feels to be breathing in air that is so pure that you can take the deepest inhalation and the deepest exhalation that your body feels held in a warm embrace. Imagine listening to the first few raindrops that are landing in the tall trees that know to grow to the sky to bring in the sunlight and the energy of the heavens to us, for us to enjoy, and also supports the trees to grow. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter of the raindrops. There is a magic to the weather. There is a magic to the elements. We invite you this day, this hour, this moment, to really invite the mind to abandon old stories that might lend itself to land negatively with weather. Can you remain hopeful and grateful when the grey sky is here? The sun still exists. The warmth will revisit, but in this moment, the sky may be cloudy and the cold may be here. But this change in the air invites you to sense and feel through your own body what you need to maintain equilibrium. We hear today from the collective of the trees, the sentient beings that, yes, reside within these beautiful structures, and there's so much more to us than what you see. You may see our beautiful trunks, you may feel our leaves and hear our music as we dance with the air. And you may see the shimmer of light peeking through the pine needles of a pine forest. And you may smell the aroma of our needles. And all these gifts we bring you to awaken you through your senses, through the delight system of your body. That's right, we said delight system. How do you communicate with your body? We invite you to remember how to delight in your body, how to find a way to listen and feel into and enjoy how your body is wired with perfect design. Breathing, what a gift you have in every breath. Do you maximize your breath? Do you truly harness the power of air? Aligned with your incredibly clever mind to visualize, to notice through your eyes, through vision, to sense and feel through your skin, to tap into and feel the immanence, the intelligence of life emanating through all of nature. So we invite you to take your gloves off and feel the bark of our trees. Lean into our strength. When it's warm enough, take your shoes off, wriggle your toes and really feel the earth and the different textures. And take a moment to breathe into these experiences, utilizing your breath. Imagine how we would be if we argued with the wind coming through our leaves. It would be silly. It would be futile. We simply welcome and we dance and we create music. Just like the little birdies that sit on our trees, sing in the day. So we invite you to utilize your beautiful voice in playful ways. The gift of laughter, the gift of lightheartedness, to be able to take life more lightheartedly. Recognizing when you might land with the harshness of another, and you feel that in your body. Your body is attempting to reflect you, say, hey, this harshness doesn't feel good. I don't need to wear this. I don't need to land with this. I can recalibrate. I can shift my mind to focus on what supports me, what uplifts me, as opposed to the discordance of another. If you're listening to news or someone else's, we might say, rantings or discordant way of perceiving a scenario in a situation that just is like a scratched record. They're going on and on and on and they are stuck. They've lost their way and they're very, I would say, kind of a form of entrapment, trapped by the opinions of others. The difficulty of this scenario is you cannot control the behavior of another. You cannot control what comes out of their mouth. You cannot control how they may perceive you. So we invite you that the freedom lies within you going beyond surface drama, going beyond the human conditioning, the societal conditioning, going beyond landing with trauma and limited self and returning back to what nourishes you and coming into a place where unconditional love is your friend, dear ones. And to be more deeply acquainted with this part of yourself, you do need this time on your own, away from the energies of others. And you need time to land. It takes a wee while for the busy mind to settle. It takes a while for the body the body's been busy in activity to relax and settle down. You'll find you'll settle to sleep better if you've had moments in your day of tuning in, coming back into your breath and having a mini refresh. And yes, there are simple things that you can do in your workstation if you work in an office. Simple things that you can bring nature in. Pot plants, rocks, crystals, flowers, essential oils. Wearing natural clothing with natural fibers. This supports your energy so well. Staying warm enough through winter. Cool enough through summer, tuning into your body. Ah, such an important assignment is to take the time to fill your cup through listening and feeling into your beautiful body in any given moment. It is the vehicle that your soul is housed in. So it deserves your gratitude and your love. It is like cultivating a relationship of love and trust. And so today we wish to bring through some anchoring energies of our strength. And we are reminding you that what you see isn't the whole story. So what is happening beneath the soil? Our roots reach out like hands to one another. We reach out and stretch out our roots to the vast network, into the earth, into Mother Earth Gaia, into all the life that is teeming, all these little creatures, the insect world. Then you have the fungi, and then we have the roots of each other. So we reach down, and we do this with glee. We do this with, this earth is what is here to hold and sustain me, so I must plug in. And so we're inviting you to plug in rather than retract with fear. Come back into your body. Connect with the earth. Connect with the trees. Recognize aspects of nature that have on tap for you strength that you can tap into. Nukakies mota kiroote kia. We wish to remind you that when you experience a fright, when you experience a trauma, that you can become half in and half out, not fully in the body. And so recognizing where you are in your body, do you feel top heavy? Do you feel lopsided? Do you feel not quite grounded? Then spend time on the earth. And if you can't physically be on the earth, you can visualize being there. The mind is very clever. It will anchor in this energy beyond time and space. Distance is no obstacle to accessing this energy, you see. So imagine now breathing into the sunlight that is dancing like gemstones of light. Dancing with the movement of the leaves coming through to dance with the shadows and the light, a pattern, a dance of magic on the earth floor in this beautiful forest. Dancing. Nukakia smokakia timo taria kunatika a. And now we bring you to the music, the rhythm of music. Music is a beautiful way to fill your cup. So we invite you in this now moment that when you next hear music, can you tune into the beat? Can you feel into the beat of the drum? Can you feel into the beat of your own heart? Can you feel into the rhythm of the ocean, the ebb and flow of the sea? These natural daily rhythms have an energy that you too can also tap into. Emerge with these sounds. Delight in these sounds. Notice the subtlety. E kuka kia si mota ki rongo te kia. So invite the curiosity of your soul to be more experiential in your time with nature. Feeling the textures. Deepening in your breath, having a full in breath and a full out breath. So important to discharge any energies of tension and stress that you may have taken on board from others or your work environment. So important. Fill your cup up with recalibration, with taking care to bring your body, mind and spirit back into a state of balance, harmony and well-being, and drawing upon the things you enjoy, the gift of music, whether it be nature sounds, whether it be your own chosen music. And in the quietness and the privacy of your lounge, you might even dance as if no one is watching, that you are dancing for your freedom. You are dancing for the joy of this movement, for rediscovery of perhaps moving a new way into even stuck areas of your body. Can you breathe your love and your light into these areas and move gently with the music and play like an innocent child, the gift of freedom and the willingness to try new things. E ko ka kia si mō ka kia ti a. Thank you for taking this time to be with yourself and to hear some new things for you to try. Blessing be, dear hearts. When you feel weather and energy of the elements of the earth, take the time to have a moment of gratitude. To be thankful when the sun is shining. And to be thankful even when the sky is grey. And a change is in the air. And your capacity to adapt, to learn and grow through times of uncertainty. With harmony by your side, with your breath accompanying you, and tuning in to the beauty and the wonderment of nature. That is our gift and our invitation for you. Blessed be, dear one. Blessed be. Blessed be. And so now, as we shift gear, I invite you to just breathe into your body, take a few gentle movements, wriggle your toes, have a gentle stretch, and gently bring yourself back into full waking consciousness. With your eyes open and fully refreshed and integrated and anchored in the here and now. Before we wrap up today, I have a few announcements. I hold in my ceremony room Sacred Healing Circles of Light on Monday morning once a month from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and fortnightly on Wednesday evenings 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Simply book a class online at my website healingembrace.co.nz. My events are also listed on my Facebook page under Healing Embrace. If you live away from Christchurch or New Zealand and cannot see me in person for a session, then I have distant healing sessions via a Zoom call available for you. This option can be booked directly through my website. Next month's show in July, we will explore winter magic. How can we cultivate the quieter inner rhythms of winter? How does winter inspire you? In nature, it may appear the trees are all bare and doing nothing, but it is all happening below. Deep in their roots, they are busy strengthening and growing. Winter has its own special magic. Tune in next month to Linda Light Channel live on air third Tuesday at 9 a.m. If you have a question for healing support or something you'd like to ask me, then get in touch by email and I can answer your question in the next show anonymously. Stay tuned for details on how to contact me. You have been listening to Linda Light Channel, a show that brings you beautiful healing energy with light language, guided meditation, and healing conversations for your mind, body, and spiritual well-being. Join me each month here on Linda Light Channel. Please email me with any of your healing support requests on this email, lightchannel360@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you at my next show.